Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, Ryan, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast.
Hi.
Boys. I'm your host, Shravan.
Hi.
We've got Taran here with us.
Hello.
And we've got a special guest, Spider-Man. I like to call it Spider-Man.
Hi.
Correspondent. Hi. Is here.
Nameless guest.
And apparently faceless as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he did consent to being on video, so he's using our blanket. It's red.
I hope Taran's experience with deepfakes helps me.
Yeah, some people will get that, some people won't.
So is Spider-Man actually your favorite superhero?
Probably. After what they did with the last Thor movie, yeah, I think Spider-Man at the moment.
Are you going to keep that blanket on that mic for the whole thing?
Yeah, all right.
I mean, you can't see my face anyway. Like, I don't think it's really going to matter, but yeah. Frank Ocean represent.
There's no segue from that.
No, I know. Yeah, fair enough.
Frank Ocean did not appear on the soundtrack. I don't know.
Yeah. So, obviously, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse came out a couple of weeks ago. It's taken the box office by storm, and critically, it's doing exceptionally well. I think it's like the highest rated superhero movie on IMDb, so it's gone ahead of The Dark Knight at the moment.
Oh, wow.
So it's like 9.1 or something on IMDb.
I just haven't been keeping up since I watched it. I didn't realize it was so popular.
Yeah, it's a lot of people are calling it like the best superhero movie ever, best animated movie ever. So we'll get into our thoughts on what we think about all of that. So obviously we'll do non-spoilers to begin with. And we'll jump into spoilers later on in the episode, so we'll clearly indicate when that's going to happen. So a bit of background. The first Spider-Man, so Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, was directed by a trio of directors. Interestingly, they didn't return for this, so they got another trio of directors. But it is written and produced by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who were involved with the first one as well. All the cast, in terms of the main cast from the first one, are back. So Shameik Moore as Miles Morales and Hailee Steinfeld as Gwen Stacy and a range of other people. But Oscar Isaac, who was hinted at the end of the last one as Spider-Man 2099, is a prominent character in this one. Other thing I'll mention is the runtime. So the runtime is 140 minutes. So that makes it the longest American animated movie ever. So I think this Japanese animation movies that are longer,
not so nice.
But this is
looking
the longest.
At your wall.
Yeah, we've got I don't think I've got a. Oh no, there it is. Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse. Just you probably can't see it. I'll put a shot in later. But yeah, Miles Morales up there.
Just deep fake the walls as well. Easy.
This is going to be involve a lot of post production. This episode.
Yeah, Thurin can do it. Thurin's been doing it for 6 months now.
Why only 6 months?
I don't know. When ChatGPT got involved.
Oh, yeah. It makes it a bit easier.
Yeah. Helps.
There's this thing on Photoshop where you can just do generative AI. Have you guys seen that?
How are we getting into this?
this is a bit of a sidetrack. But if you get a picture on Photoshop and you got the full version, you can highlight an extra section. And then in the generative AI, you put what you want in there and then it'll make it for you.
Wow.
I see.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thanks for that.
Yes.
So next, last thing I'll mention, budget is $100 million, which seems low, to be honest, just because of the amount of animation that was in this movie. The previous one was only $90 million, so it's only a $10 million increase from the last one. And when you compare it to other animated movies like the Pixar ones, those are usually closer to the $200 million range. So.
But it probably took them, I reckon, a lot of the investment in that engine that makes the animation would have been in that first movie. And
yeah,
once maybe. They already established it, then it would have been easier.
Yeah, although they do experiment with different types of animation in this one, which we'll also get into. That's it, I guess, in terms of background. Box office so far is close to $400 million. So it's probably on track to maybe get close to that $1 billion worldwide by the end of its gross. Still be behind the Super Mario Brothers movie, which is the highest grossing movie of this year so far.
Crap. How much is that?
1.3, I think, billion.
How much did the Avengers make?
Avengers 1 was 1 point... What did you say?
Don't worry.
$800. That's how much our group spent on it.
Avengers 1 was 1.5, I think. So Endgame is 2.7. And
did Way of the Water beat Endgame?
Yeah. No, it didn't beat Endgame. It beat Infinity War. It didn't beat Endgame. Yeah. So, the first Avatar is still the highest grossing one.
What's there. That?
Oh, close to 3. I think it's 2.9 or something. With all the re-releases, though. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
So, we'll get into our thoughts on it, spoiler-free, and then we'll jump into spoilers after that. So, do you want to start first, as our guest?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know. So how do you want to do it? Just
do positives.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's what I normally do.
What are your thoughts coming out of the cinema?
Yeah, so I really enjoyed the movie. I was surprised that it was so good. I thought the first movies, I really liked the first movie. So I always go back to that movie to watch. So I was expecting it to be decent, but, you know, I was like, you know, all right, we'll give it a chance. Maybe it won't be as good, but I was surprised at how good it was. Very impressed with the themes that they had going, not the music themes, but like the actual visual themes of each different universe. They kind of had certain moods that they depicted visually depending on the universe that they were exploring or the Spider-Verse. I think one good thing was in the previous movie, because there was so much to do, and you really had to just get the attention of the audience and drag them in. And the movie wasn't that long in the first one. So I think there was at points in time you could tell that stories were underdeveloped or they just breezed past it. In this, I think they really went into storylines, and even, you know, there's people that you thought would have been side characters like Gwen Stacy that they actually go into the backstory of, and they properly explore what's important for a lot of these characters.
I think Gwen is essentially a co-lead, in this one. If not, like, well, the movie starts with her, so she's mainly driving most of the plot as well. So she's definitely more prominent in this one. She was, like, pretty prominent compared to the other spider characters in the previous one, but this one definitely, I think she's a co-lead.
I don't know. You got any ideas? Like
animation?
Yeah, animation was pretty spectacular.
Probably what we thought would be good in it, but it's very good.
I thought it would be more of like the same animation from the previous one, but they really used the multiverse aspect to experiment with different types of animation, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So you get a wide range in this one, which is, I mean, a lot of people have been comparing this with other multiverse movies that have come out, because that's the thing at the moment. And the movie with multiverse in its name, the Doctor Strange movie, was so much better than this.
Yeah, that's what we're getting to, right?
That's what you were insinuating.
Yeah, that's,
it?
I was just
Doctor Strange. That Doctor Strange, that movie was better than Endgame and Infinity War combined.
Yeah, the first one. And then the second one's just infinitely better.
But yeah, they definitely show much more of the multiverse, which was good in this.
Well, that, you know, like, I think they actually have to. I mean,
yeah,
the whole concept, it's called Into the Spider-Verse.
Across the Spider-Verse. So,
well, yeah.
It's not called Into the
Spider-Verse. just got that. What, are we reviewing the second one? What? We haven't reviewed the first one probably. No, but like, it's Spider-Verse. That's the concept of these. It's not a Miles Morales movie. It's a Spider-Verse movie. So
yeah,
essentially, like, these guys have down pat, you know, like the ideas and everything has to be about the multiverse. Yeah, but I agree. I mean, Doctor Strange, that was bloody, like, what? There was like two or three universes in that.
Mm. Yeah, and even within those universes, they weren't that different to the actual universe.
It's like a cop out.
There was like subtle differences, but not really big differences. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Music is good.
I enjoy a lot of the themes, which some of especially you guys like and some of you don't.
The Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah, yeah. The Spider-Woman Gwen Stacy theme is actually really good as well. They played at the start of the movie. I don't know if you remember it.
Do you think the soundtrack for this is better than the soundtrack for the first one?
I think it is. I think I need more time. I don't think it is.
I listened to it.
Yeah.
I think there's one or two good songs in that, but I don't think, like, there's no points that are like What's Up Danger or like
Home
or even Sunflower, you know, Sunflower, like I was running through or just yeah.
What's the one?
Like the general themes in the back as well. Not the songs, but the general
score.
Themes.
Yeah, yeah. So like
the score.
Score's good because you love that Oscar Isaac's 2099.
No, that's actually not my favorite. The best one's the Spider-Gwen one.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen to that.
The Spider-Gwen one started in the first movie. It starts when they do her flashback.
Is it? Are you sure it's the same one?
Yeah.
It might be a different one. It might be. I can't remember.
But I'm pretty sure it is. Well, at least in the first movie, when they reference, there's a theme that plays when she talks about how the person for her, in her life that died was Peter Parker, and they have like this theme that goes on. I'm pretty sure it's an extension of that theme that they built it upon. But that's a really cool theme.
Possibly, but you could also be wrong.
There's a very high chance.
No, I do agree. The first one had a very good soundtrack.
The song that plays as soon as the credits starts, really good.
In this,
yes,
yeah,
and
what's it called?
The calling's good as well.
The violin one.
The violin one.
That
yeah.
is, yeah,
yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Those two songs are the good one, good songs. Yeah,
yeah.
There's the thing about the first movie is a lot of those songs come out of nowhere. Like the soundtrack's very different. I think it came up like a year after Black Panther did. And Black Panther, the soundtrack that was put together by Kendrick Lamar, was very interesting. It was full hype, hip-hop. And I don't think people were expecting, with the first Spider-Verse movie, they weren't expecting the conglomeration of songs to actually fit well. Because they're so random. There was like various, like Bad Bunny songs in there, or like there's like Latino songs in there. But it makes sense why they're in there, because it's Miles Morales and things like that. Mm.
There was
Familiar and like all those songs.
Jaden Smith song as well, I think.
There is a Jaden Smith song.
In the first one, yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
In the first one, yeah. There is. Yeah.
I thought he was in. Is there?
In the first one, not this one.
Yeah, what song is the first one?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, and that's why they have him in the game, right?
Do they have him in the game?
Yeah, in the game, in the Miles Morales game, his song with Kid Cudi is the main introductory song. You know when you go from like the intro. Introduction
he
does it of Miles, he and he starts swinging.
Yeah,
have you not played it?
No.
He's only played neither of them.
I've played a bit of the first one.
We've got to kick him out of this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a real
interesting
fan.
That we've actually reviewed both of them and I've been on both episodes, but...
Oh, and interestingly, in this bloody movie, someone's playing Spider-Verse.
He's playing the second one. He's playing the unreleased game, the one that's not out yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. The third one?
Well, it's Spider-Man 2.
Okay, Spider-Man 2. Yeah, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was another tangent. But yeah, no, music was good.
There's lots of little things in this movie that you probably won't pick up when you watch, I reckon.
In terms of Easter eggs.
Yeah, like there's probably like a million Easter eggs in this movie. Yeah,
there's a lot. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to pick up in your first viewing. I think this is more of a stuff you'd pick up at home when you like
pause. You need to like pause it and then, yeah. Each frame is so dense with stuff.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Do you reckon this movie, I was thinking back on this. I remember when it struck me when I first watched Into Spider-Verse, I started noticing the comic nature of it, right? With the animation, they don't have smooth animation on purpose. Like they make it so it's like you're flipping through a comic.
Yeah.
Right? They have that. I think they got rid of that.
So
apparently with Spider-Punk, some of him is at a different frame rate to other parts of him.
Yeah. And same with, Spider-Punk.
And even in the first one, Miles. Yeah, Miles, like when he gets the Spider-Man powers and he hasn't like learned how to use them yet, he's at a slower frame rate than Jake Johnson's Spider-Man. So Peter Parker.
Chris Pine's Spider-Man in that.
No, like when he meets
Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson. Okay. Yeah. So and they're swinging stuff.
Chris Pine's a Spider-Man that dies in Miles Morales. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I thought it was the same voice.
No,
it's a different.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell? Oh, okay. I didn't even realize.
Blonde Peter Parker. But anyway, as he learns to use his powers more, he gets back to the same frame rate as the rest of the characters. That's what they did in the first one. So that was a deliberate thing.
But they're still over the fact that Chris Pine was that kind of guy. The whole
such a minor role, right, for Chris Pine.
They still use different frame rates in this, though. Well, I think
depending on which
Spider-Punk is the most prominent one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the artistic style of that is like.
Or there is that villain at the start.
Rock-esque.
The villain at the start, that's like at a crazy frame rate.
That's
like a. Like a paper hand drawn thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a.
Well, that's like two. It's not even 3D animation for him. It's 2D. Like
complete 2D. Yeah.
But I think they smoothed out that frame rate much more for Miles. Like they got rid of that, I think, on purpose. So they could,
I think,
then make other things look different.
To differentiate. Yeah. Yeah. So his world, his dimension looks smooth and like normal compared to the other ones.
Gwen Stacy's world has like in the background, it's got like a blurred kind of smearing effect on it.
It's like a watercolor.
It's like watercolor.
And it, I think it reflects tonally like her in that dimension as well. It's very somber and
very moody.
Yeah.
It's very like an emotional sort of kind of basis of it's what a lot of fan art is like that, where they have the main subject of the painting or whatever, the art, and then the background is just like these blurred colors. It is very nice though. I really liked it. Very impressed.
It's like that just out of context, you just sent us like a poster of
it was a Boss Logic poster.
But you just put it in the group and just put it there.
Just nothing.
It's cool, man. It is there is a lot of scenes in this movie are very
miserable. The one scene that I want to get a wallpaper of is when Gwen and Miles are in Miles' universe and they're on top of it might be the Empire State Building, but then they go like underneath and they're hanging off and you see the buildings upside down. Or no, the building's right way up and then her upside down.
I've got one or two Spider-Verse posters that are huge. I think I'm going to have to get another one to add to the collection.
Yeah. My favorite shot still is from the first one where he jumps off and he's going up while the building's, that's cool.
What's up, danger? That's the classic.
Yeah.
Jumping off this, he like breaks the glass.
Yeah.
No, it's very cool.
Yeah. I also wanted to mention there's a couple of antagonists, I think, in this, but the Spot is a prominent character. He's got a bit of an arc in this. Like he goes from just being like a comedic villain to actually being like a really big threat by the end of the movie. So it's, and a good performance from
Jason Schwartzman.
Correct. Yeah. Any negatives on this?
The story's pretty basic. It's not amazing.
So what people have been saying about this,
pretty sick though.
Yeah. So what people have been saying about this is, and I think they weren't aware that this is a two-parter.
That's what I think. That's the sentiment that I didn't realize that they were going to make another movie that was in that. It's not just like, yeah, it is proper two-parter. It's not like, oh, it's part of a trilogy of movies. It has cuts. An ending, but it's not a conclusion.
I'll say it's better than a previous movie we watched, which is also
Fast X.
Then he got to another one where that one just ends. It just ends at a random spot. This actually concludes something and ends.
What are you talking, Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, those movies are fucking
amazing. That movie just ends. It just stops. This one. Yeah.
I think this is similar to like Dune Part 1 in the way. Because Dune was like, there's so much more left in that story and they just cut it.
Well, I think, what I've realized about Dune is apparently they've, despite how good it is, they've still cooked the storyline. Like, they've only done half of the first book.
It's not even half.
Yeah, and they haven't explained things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even that is controversial in itself.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but Dune, yeah.
But I think there's enough of a, like, from a story sense, there isn't a conclusion, but from a character sense, I think everyone sort of realizes what they need to do in the next movie.
The issue is that if you don't know that it's going to continue on to another part.
I think it'll be
you'll abrupt. Get to like the 1.5 hour mark and you'll be like, wait, like things aren't progressing as quickly or reaching like a climactic time as quick as I thought. And so I was like, where is this going? What's going on here? Like, it's all interesting, but it's like, I don't know if it's going to end. And then you start hearing music and all sorts of stuff and you're like, oh, okay.
It's
they're going to end it here, but it's not an actual ending.
Yeah. So when it was first announced, it was announced as Across the Spider-Verse Part 1 and 2. So those who weren't across that probably were a bit surprised.
Good wording.
Yeah.
See what you do there. I was surprised. I didn't know.
Yeah. But I still thought, I mean, it was abrupt, but it definitely keeps you anticipating for the next movie. Also, the next movie is not that long away.
It's next year.
It's March, so it's not even a full year away.
Nice. Yeah, I think they're definitely they've become quite efficient at making it. And also, they released that movie on Netflix called Intergalactic, where Kid Cudi is the voice of the main guy. It's about like these two 30-year-olds that I think they live in New York, but it uses the same animation as Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the creative team behind the first movie, essentially, they knew Kid Cudi already because he did, he was involved in the soundtrack, and they were able to quickly. That movie was also, it's not an amazing movie, but it's very cool to check out the theme. So I think they've gotten down this artwork pat, the down pat. They've got that engine or however they
make it. Yeah. Well, a lot of other animations have been inspired by Into the Spider-Verse. Like the new Puss in Boots movie was also similar in terms of the animation style.
Really?
Yeah, and apparently that.
Apparently it's good.
That movie's meant to be really good. We still haven't had a chance to watch it. But,
I swear, wasn't the old one shit? Or just like cop out,
Well, I think the Shrek movies are diminishing returns after like the first two.
No, but they're a meme now. People love them still.
Do they?
Oh, well, people love the first two at least.
Yeah. I think the first one is still.
Get off TikTok, dude. Your algorithm's cooked.
He represents Gen Z on this.
I'm so far away from Gen Z though. I'm not even there.
Because you watch TikTok, so you're like.
Okay, yeah. But
I'm not saying you're actually Gen Z. I'm saying. No,
but I've probably got like an altered perception of Gen Z. Where a Gen Z person will listen to this and be like, who the fuck's this guy?
I don't think any Gen Z people listen to this. Do you reckon?
I think, our demographic is mostly. A bit older.
Yeah, 60 plus.
Yeah, 60 plus and Gen Z.
Yeah. 60 plus and 8 below.
50 plus and bachelors only.
All right. I don't think that there's not many other negatives. I mean, it is a long movie, but there is a lot in there. It does move a bit slow in the first hour, but that's just because they're setting up stuff. But yeah, I don't have too many negatives on this. I think it's pretty well made. The question is it better than Into the Spider-Verse for you?
I reckon it is.
Yeah.
I actually reckon. Maybe we can go into this in spoilers, but I reckon this is the best Spider-Man movie that they've done.
Well,
what
about the Amazing Spider-Man 2?
That's just a phenomenon of cinema. That should have got a 40-minute standing ovation.
It probably did. Everything gets a 40-minute standing ovation at Cannes.
Did you hear about the new Indiana Jones?
Got like a 10-minute, but like it wasn't very good, but they're like, we'll give it a 10-minute standing ovation.
Which is like
people
trying
to leave.
There's actually people trying to leave. Everyone just trying to leave, but they couldn't. So everyone just stood up and they're like,
literally like an 8-minute standing ovation at Cannes is like, this movie sucks.
Yeah, pretty much.
So anything lower than 8 is not good.
And it was like described as a polite 8 minute.
A polite 8 minute. 8 minutes is way too long to be clapping for. Yeah.
Mate, Harrison Ford just, let the guy just die. Let the poor guy just die.
Is it the next Thunderbolts, is it? Yeah,
just let the guy die. He clearly has no interest. Mate, he has no interest in anything he does.
He's in this TV show called
Star Wars, for sure.
He's in this TV show called Shrinking on Apple TV Plus. So he's actually really good in it. It's the only thing I've seen him where he's like, I actually like doing this.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just always see him in interviews and I'm just like,
he hates
this
Star
guy
Wars.
Just hates life. I think he hates everything, mate.
He likes Indiana Jones. He hates Star Wars, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
As I was saying, I think there are some key elements in this movie that they highlight about Spider-Man and like the Spider-Man story that actually work, like when you talk about the points in that way and you kind of highlight the importance of Spider-Man journeys the characters go through, that's kind of something they explore. And I think that's really good because that gets to the essence of Spider-Man. And I think a lot of other movies, they kind of did it in No Way Home, but no, it wasn't done as smoothly. And this is just, I think this
more
was
organic
much better.
In the way it was.
I thought Into the Spider-Verse, my opinion was the whole time that Into the Spider-Verse was actually the best Spider-Man movie. Now I reckon this one is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I give it a cognitive recalibration. Definitely watch it. I think it's definitely worth it.
What's your rating?
It's pretty decent. Yeah.
Is that right?
I give it 4 Infinity Stones out of 7.
I give it a 27-minute standing ovation, which I'll begin now.
Slow it down as well.
All right. I guess we'll jump into spoilers because we've got a lot more to discuss in spoilers. So if you haven't seen Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, definitely go watch it. Come back to this point in the episode and listen to it.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
No spoilers. All right. So let's get into some spoilers.
Yeah.
So where do we... We can just go sequentially. Well, what we can remember from the movie. So it starts with Gwen. And this segment goes for quite some time. The other thing that people said about this part was they couldn't hear the dialogue.
Yeah, apparently that's like a mixing problem with the theater. But they
apparently that's what they...
It's like Tenet all over again.
No, no. It's it's not... The theater had to play it in a particular way, the audio. Otherwise, you can't hear it properly. So some theaters weren't playing it properly, which is why you couldn't hear it properly.
Yeah.
But they've fixed it now. They've sent out a new reel so that people can hear it properly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not how it was intended. You're meant to hear it properly.
I can't believe you guys didn't like Tenet.
Let's not talk about that now.
Also, did you hear Oppenheimer's 3 hours long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming out next week, isn't it?
No, it's like a month away. Yeah.
Oh, a month
it's in
away.
July. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Anyway. So, go listen to our episode of Tenet where Kiriti featured as a guest. It's one of our...
These guys didn't like it. Fucking hell.
Most entertaining episodes. But back to Spider-Verse. So this...
Rounded by retards.
The Gwen segment, it goes for quite some time. Like, yeah. It's like the first
20 minutes.
Minutes of the movie.
Really?
15.
I think it was there's quite a bit that happens because they established that...
How old is Gwen, by the way? Like,
she's only a year older than Miles.
But she's like, it looks like she's just going around town by herself. And like, I find it weird when, so her father's happy for it. Does she not go to school? Like, she's just like going around town joining like bands and stuff.
Isn't that part of her school, the band?
Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
I'm so confused. I thought, I was getting a bit confused because I'm like, I think this girl's a bit older.
She's like 17.
Yeah.
Like 17. Okay.
Yeah.
Miles is
16 or 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even that, and you're like, oh, so like 17-year-old girl who just disappears for weeks at a time when she goes into the
I guess her multiverse. Probably...
And her dad's like, fuck it. My last fucked anyway. Let her go into the
multiverse. Well, she just disappears the once, I think. She disappeared in the first movie, I guess, for a bit. But
yeah. I guess her father's a policeman. Maybe he's busy and
he's an absentee father.
Like,
yeah. No, I mean, like, he clearly cared that she was going somewhere, but, like,
yeah,
he should be worried sick more than just be, like, worried. His underage daughter has disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Also.
But he knew she was, he saw her go through the portal, I guess so.
Yeah, so maybe he just suddenly started believing that this was a thing. Like, true. It's weird.
But they cover the backstory in this regarding Peter Parker, her Peter Parker. Because in the first one, they do mention that her Peter Parker dies, but we don't know.
Her Peter Parker's a fucking idiot. Let me just say, he's a fucking idiot.
He turns into the lizard, yeah.
Lizard, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Green Goblin, but it's lizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to what? So they could beat up someone.
So he knew she was Spider-Man and he wanted to be Spider-Man as well, I think.
No. They didn't really, yeah. I just remember just turning to you and going like, this Spider-Man's a fucking
idiot. Yeah, that's what you said.
Peter Parker's a fucking idiot. Yeah.
But he dies, and it's a canon event.
It's a canon event that – so she's already Spider-Woman at that.
Spider-Girl.
Spider-Gwen.
Yeah, Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Girl, right?
Spider-Ghost as well, I think, is one of her other names.
I think she's become Spider-Woman eventually. Yeah.
She says Spider-Woman in this.
Yeah.
I think she says Spider-Girl and someone else says they're Spider-Woman.
That other lady's also Spider-Woman. Yeah.
But Jessica Drew.
She calls herself Spider-Girl.
Maybe.
Doesn't matter.
She is a girl.
So
review the footage.
No, let's go back. Go on. Bring up YouTube. See the clip.
Cruise TV.
So our sponsor for this week is... All right. So that whole segment is... It's pretty sad as well. Like everything with Gwen is a bit sad in this movie. But then she, it's interesting how father's like, he essentially puts his profession ahead of in being a father. So when she tells him that she is Spider-Girl, Spider-Gwen, he thinks about it, but then he decides to arrest her, essentially. So, and then that's what triggers her to leave. But the segment with the villain, that was very interesting. 2D like parchment type animation.
Yeah.
The Vulture. And then Spider-Man 2099 turns up, and that begins the movie. Does the title only come up after that? I think the title comes. I'm trying to remember. I think the title comes up after Gwen's segment. And when you get to Miles.
Intro to the movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you get to Miles. So even Miles' segment goes for some time because they're trying to establish that he's...
The setup is quite long. Yeah.
So he's like obviously skipping school and stuff, but then he's getting towards the end of his... he'll be going to college soon, right? And I think we're introduced when his parents are having a... Is it like a
parent-teacher conference?
Is he going to college? He's only 16, 15.
He's about to go to college.
I think he's going to go to his 2 years... As a senior, his sophomore and senior years, or whatever they're called. What are they called? Like year 11, year 12.
Yeah, so junior, I think he's in. Year. Oh, he said he's 15, right? So
junior's nine.
No, it's junior. It's sophomore, junior, senior. I think.
Oh,
isn't it like junior, middle, high, or how does it work?
It's sophomore, junior, senior. I think. Yeah, okay. I don't know. We're not American.
It's stupid. Just call it by numbers.
But anyway, I think he's going into his final years. Of secondary school, and he'll be going into college. So, and he wants to move away from Brooklyn. I think that was his intention because he wants to do stuff that's not available in Brooklyn. And then his parents, it was interesting when his, the counselor, teacher, or whatever, she's like, oh, he's lying to you, right? And then his mom, I think she knew sort of, but I think that kind of confirmed her suspicions.
Yeah.
And then the Spot gets introduced. So again, I didn't think the Spot would be such a big villain. Like I thought it would just be some guy at the start of the movie, but then he turns into like this massive, like very powerful villain by the end of the movie, or like even by the middle of the movie.
I mean, his powers themselves kind of, his power is that he can go through, or you can create channels through the universes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, once I saw this guy, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? That's actually pretty powerful power.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, once he goes extreme, then it's like...
It also makes sense that he's the central villain because he brings in the spider that bites Miles from the other dimension. So that, like, there... And then Miles was the reason that he became what he is today. So both of them are,
sort of interconnected, yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, he...
That's actually something I only noticed when I watched Into the... Spider-Verse like a few weeks ago was that the spider that actually bites me is actually not from the universe.
Yeah, because it glitches out.
But it escalates pretty quickly with the Spot. Is that his name? The Spot? Because he goes from like, oh, I'm just like, I'm not the villain of the week type thing to like, I'm gonna kill your family.
Destroy everything.
At the end of the last movie, you see Gwen coming out of the portal meet Miles. So it comes back to that like in the middle of this movie where he meets Gwen again, and then they hang around for a bit. But then Gwen's obviously – she's not actually there to meet him. Like that was – she's doing that as well as other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they go to Mumbatan. So
Mumbai in Manhattan.
What's this guy's name? I keep thinking it's Pavitra, but that's...
It's Pavitra. Prabhakaran.
Prabhakaran? Is that his name?
Pavitra, yeah.
Pavitra, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not Pavitra.
Tra, yeah. It's Pavitra.
Which is actually... Pavitra. It's a nice name.
Yeah.
Prabhakaran, right? Surname?
Yeah.
Which is a Tamil name.
Yeah.
He's in Mumbai. I guess Mumbai.
He's in Mumbai. Yeah. The captain... Is it Captain Singh?
Yes.
Captain Singh, yeah.
So that was the canon event in that universe. So we should probably
explain. The canon event is the captains die in every universe.
Which is,
well, we don't know. We don't know if that's true though.
I think they are saying that it's not true.
I think it's gonna be that it's not true. Spider-Man 2099 guys just bullshit,
just making stuff up. Did it happen in Tobey Maguire's? Because Gwen Stacy was in the...
It could have happened after. It could have happened after the movies. Yeah.
It could have happened. Yeah. It obviously happens in the Amazing Spider-Man movie, and they actually have some footage of that movie in this. and the captain in Miles's universe is
Tom Holland.
It doesn't. It hasn't happened yet. Yeah.
Well, Gwen's hasn't even showed up yet. Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be Gwen's dad. It just has to just be has a to be captain.
Yeah, which is the weird. It's weird. Yeah. It's an interesting concept.
I think it's going to turn out to be not true. Yeah.
I think they. I mean, they say it in the trailer. In the trailer, he's like, "Oh, you guys are telling me how my life should be led." Or
that was also commentary on the Miles Morales character. So, like, when they first introduced Miles Morales, the traditional Spider-Man fans did not accept him.
Yeah.
As Spider-Man, and they said, "You don't look like you're not Spider-Man. You're Peter Parker's Spider-Man. You're just." You don't have anything that
black kid.
Yeah. So it was a kind of meta commentary on that, saying, you know, this is what Miles. Anyone can be Spider-Man, and Miles is one of the Spider-Man. So that's. But yeah, they do say Miles was actually never meant to become Spider-Man in his universe, because if he didn't interfere, the Peter Parker in his universe wouldn't have died. So. The whole thing that happened with him going down into the sewer, and it kind of happens because of that spider that kind of escaped into this dimension. But all of that wasn't meant to happen.
Technically, none of that makes sense because
I think it is about it
because it means that the universe that created the Kingpin or Fisk that could create that that multiverse. Machine that can open up the multiverse Spider-Man should have prevented that technically from happening in the first place. But if according to canon that was allowed, then all of this cross universe stuff should be allowed. So yeah, I think it is just like a it's just a series of unfortunate events, literally. Like it's just like that's what happened. But it is quite interesting because when you think about it, and I think it's been kind of proven in the universes, which is that if he never became Spider-Man, he might have ended up going down some crazy path.
Which is, what they sort of get to.
So in the first movie, when he meets Chris Pine, Spider-Man, and do you know how they do that thing where the thing comes out?
Like Spider-Sense. Yeah.
Spider-Sense.
Yeah.
So the colors initially when he sees the Chris Pine Spider-Man is the Prowler colors. And then when Chris Pine realizes he's got the same powers, it changes to the Spider-Man colors. So that is when his destiny changed from becoming the Prowler to becoming the Spider-Man.
That's like the language analysis in like year 12.
colors. I saw it online and it makes sense because it's initially purple and purple and yellow, is that the Prowler's colors? Yeah. And then changes to blue and red.
Yeah. Is that the Prowler's colors always? In this it is.
Yeah, it is. In the comics it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
That's what his suit looks like, yeah.
And they confirm Donald Glover is a Prowler in Tom Holland's universe, huh?
It doesn't have to be Tom Holland's universe.
But he's already in that universe. He's already in that universe.
Yeah, Donald Glover.
And he already talks about his nephew and he says he's Aaron. Well, I think they reference that his name's Aaron or something.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He talks about his nephew. So, yeah, maybe they'll eventually get to that at some stage. They also reference the Venom universe.
Oh, yeah. The spot goes into it for a bit.
Yeah. With that lady.
They reference.
They've got Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yes, it's got Spectacular. I think it's got.
We've got another animated Spider-Man actually in featuring.
The original.
It's got the original one. Because it's a wall or something.
Yeah, but then they've got another one, right? Yeah. Another one joins their group at the end. Like, I think that's the new Spider-Man animated that they have on Disney.
Yeah, I think it's that new
it's
one.
Shit. It looks like shit.
Oh, I think Spider-Man.
It's that minimal.
The face looks weird.
It's like the very minimal style of animation that they went for. Yeah, yeah.
And they had, obviously, Tobey Maguire's that was... That scene was referenced, and I think also Andrew Garfield's,
Andrew Garfield was
They just show Andrew Garfield's.
They didn't actually show Toby, but they showed his Uncle Ben.
They showed Tobey Maguire's Uncle Ben.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But they they didn't show Tom Holland.
They did not show Tom Holland. I think the only
reference... But he gets referenced at the start.
Doctor Strange reference?
Yeah.
But he's...
Really? No, I don't know. I think they just say
Spider-Man in 2019 in the Earth, universe.
Yeah.
In Earth, whatever, which is the MCU Earth.
Is that the MCU
Earth? It is, yeah.
Okay. Because I thought that the MCU Earth was another number. I thought it was always...
because in Spider-Man,
No Way
with the one with Mysterio. Which one's that one?
Far From Home.
He says it's Earth 616, but he's just lying because he doesn't know. He just makes up shit, so...
Too far!
Yeah, I always thought it was another number.
In the comics, the original Marvel Universe is Earth 616.
Yes.
But it's not. MCU. In the comics, the MCU is the one that he says in this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in this movie, Multiverse of Madness.
Why do you even have this poster up, bro? Mate, you got to change this. Get rid of this.
Yeah, I do like the that artwork. And that particular scene, although she doesn't fight in that scene, is pretty good.
Captain Mexico does nothing in that movie.
Yeah, anyway, so that's a potential. And obviously the Donald Glover could be a reference to Tom Holland as well.
Could be. Yeah.
But I have a feeling next...
When did you get that?
Interstellar. That's awesome. Yeah, I've always had that one.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And it's in a watch. That's dope. I was thinking of buying that watch. It's a Hamilton or something.
Other references. There's a T-Rex, Spider-Man.
There is, yep.
Yeah, what the
fuck? There's a car. Peter parked car.
Yeah. In the comics, he does have a car at one stage.
He does, but I think that car is Peter Park.
Like the actual Spider.
The car's a Spider-Man.
From the previous movie, the Penny Parker, I think.
She's in it.
They're all back.
At the end, they come back. But Penny, you see before the end.
Oh, they've got Mayday Parker. That's the baby.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're calling. Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. So I guess he names his daughter after his auntie, May, and then calls her Mayday.
Mayday.
Because she's just up to crazy shit. So it's Mayday.
So she has powers, obviously.
No, she doesn't have powers.
Web shooters.
I think she has. I think she will. Yeah, she'll have powers because she's naturally just like swinging upside down.
Yeah.
She's crawling on walls and stuff.
Oh, yeah, maybe she does have powers. Yeah,
I think she does have powers because he already has powers. And he has.
Does Jake Johnson have the organic?
No,
he's got the.
No, yeah. But you already have. Oh no, you don't have. He's grip. Got the thing. Do you have grip?
You do have grip.
You have grip.
Yeah.
So she's got grip.
Yeah, she's got the grip.
But you don't have.
There's not enough Jake Johnson in this movie. He was my favorite in the previous movie.
Yeah,
he's not in it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think Gwen took more of the side.
I think he'll be in the next one a lot more.
Yeah. Well, she puts together the team at the end.
Still
of the
can't
movie.
Believe Chris Pine was the voice of the first guy. What?
Jake Johnson's a lot better though.
So, hey, just confirming. So, you know, in Into the Spider-Verse. The blonde Peter Parker is essentially the same as Peter B. Parker, but
he does get a divorce.
Yeah, but they're like their lives diverge, but they look the same. Apart from the blonde hair,
he says it. They look the same, except he's got blonde.
So, which is interesting because when you're in the lobby, you find out that no one is the same. They're all different.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of Peter Parkers around, right?
Yeah,
but
like the Lego.
Lego one. Yeah.
Apparently that was, did you hear that was animated by
a 14-year-old? Yeah.
That whole segment done by a 14-year-old.
But it's funny that Peter Parker is always this prevailing thing throughout these universes. But then there's all these other Spider, like there's a Miles Morales and then there's obviously this Oscar Isaac's character. What's his name? It's something.
I'll get it.
Latino boy.
Yeah. So I've got a theory about him actually.
Well, but and also they introduce the fact that he's a vampire, but they just breeze over it very quickly.
Is he?
I don't know the comic.
In the comics, he's not a vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. He's got fangs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of people's theory about Oscar Isaac's character is that he was the captain in his universe. You know, he says he takes the place of someone else, so that he was the captain in that universe. So he took the place of someone, the one that died in another universe. So that he could spend time with his daughter. But then that created that canon event.
Mm.
But he could.
But he has to take. If he. Well,
he could just be making that up. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. If he's making the whole thing up, then he's taking the space of someone else.
Yeah.
I think he's just making shit up. Yeah.
But if he's saying it's for his daughter, then you can't. You have to be taking the place of yourself. You can't be taking.
Yeah, he was taking the place of himself. But in that universe, he was the captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So his name's Miguel O'Hara.
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 Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I really liked Ben Reilly. He's not in it much, but Ben Reilly by Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg, yeah.
Is hilarious.
The Ben Reilly.
He's a dumbass one.
Yeah.
So when they did the Ben Reilly comics, like everything was like all the internalized dialogue was externalized in the comics. So whatever he does, he says. So he's like, I'm in the dark alley. I'm looking into the portal. Something's going wrong here.
He's also like a widely disliked Spider-Man character.
Because of the style?
Because he was a clone. He was in the clone saga, which is largely hated as well.
I think it's because it's a style. Because it's just like trying to be edgy and like, but it's not. But he was hilarious.
But even the storyline was not
like. It reminds me of like how like self-aware they were when they have the Nick Cage Spider-Man noir.
Yeah.
He's like.
So I like to burn a match just to feel something.
I think they wrote him out of the first movie because they probably didn't want to have him. And who was the Peter Porker? Who voiced
is that other comedian guy?
Basically they wrote those two out of this one. But I think they'll
come back
in the next one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Jessica Drew is also in this.
Who's that?
Spider-Woman?
Yes.
Yeah. The other Spider-Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was all right.
Yeah. I think she'll probably have more to do in the next one.
Very weird that she, like, never gets off her bike. Like, she's always on her bike.
And she's also pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting.
So, is she in a relationship with Spider-Man 20?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
It's separate.
Yeah.
She talks about her husband, though, right?
She does.
References her husband.
I don't know who it is. Yeah, but she does reference a husband.
And then in the alternate universe.
Oh, yeah. That's the twist. The twist caught me off guard. I didn't expect it.
Well, there's a couple of hints, actually, that people have noticed. So, obviously, if you know that she used the spider that bit him to send him to the universe, you'd know that he's gone to the wrong universe because the spider wasn't from his universe.
Yeah.
But there was a hint when he's speaking to his mum in that universe, the alternate universe. His mum has brown eyes in his universe, but in the alternate one, she has green eyes.
Mm. Uh-huh. And she also said,
I'm colorblind, so I didn't know.
She also said, you changed your hair. But
yeah,
he did it.
Yeah,
she says that immediately. But he didn't change his hair.
Yeah.
And immediately I'm like, that's weird because he hasn't changed his hair.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, it is. It's a good pickup if you like closely. If you have in your head the fact that you got bitten by a different universe of spider, and then you carefully observe that she's using the spiders, then you would know. But no, it is very cool. But it sounds like that chick that's doing that is also like she's good, as in she's not on Miguel O'Hara's side. I think she's. Yeah.
Well, she looks at Miles, and then she presses the button.
So is Miguel O'Hara in that universe, or is he in the other universe?
Because
we don't see where he is. Is he in?
He's from.
No. Do you know how he goes to find Miles at the end? Did he go to Miles' original universe or did he go to that one?
I think he. Oh, I don't know, actually. You don't actually know where he went, right?
Yeah. And then Gwen doesn't know where he went either. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gwen goes to his universe,
though. She goes to his universe, yeah.
Because she knows where to go.
Yeah, his original universe.
Like, call back to the first movie. They tied him up to the punching bag like he ties up Peter B. Parker to the punching bag.
It's a thing that Miles does.
Yeah.
Ties people to punching bags.
So he's obviously going to get out of it.
But Aaron Davies, yeah.
Do you think he's going to change that Miles to, like, the good side? I don't think he's just going to kill that Miles.
I think he would defeat him and then...
The other...
He needs to find a way to escape the universe.
The Prowler Miles was... he seemed interested that his father was still alive in the other dimension.
Oh, yeah,
so he was involved in his father's death because the Prowler... Maybe the Prowler was involved in some way in killing his own father in his universe, or he wants his father back. So maybe he wants to go to Miles' actual universe.
That would be interesting
if
he finds a way to go back and they're both trapped in alternate universes then.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like that universe that he ends up going to where there's like this evil Miles Morales or a Prowler Miles, that seems like very downtrodden. It's like this Gotham-esque.
It's like dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know if there's even a Spider-Man in that universe Yeah, or there isn't one.
Yeah, because he says Spider-Man and she's and like...
They don't know, because the spider that was meant to bite, yeah, went to another universe.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see if there's a Peter Parker in that universe.
Yeah, but probably...
I think that's actually going to be... I reckon that's going to be important.
If there's... Parker will help him.
No, because I think that will prove whether it's important for like a Spider-Man to always happen. Like, let's say there's a Peter Parker in that universe, and he's actually good, and he's actually is trying to essentially be a superhero, and it actually was irrelevant whether a spider beat him or not.
Mm.
Then it will prove the point that,
or if
the whole spider thing is like a bonus, but like these Peter Parker people are like destined to be like, you know, whatever, are destined to be, you know, good people, and so, or whoever it is, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't need to have this spider be in that universe.
Yeah. So if Peter Parker is obviously he's not Spider-Man in that universe, as you were saying, if New York isn't infested with crime, then maybe it proves that you don't have to have a Peter Parker Spider-Man. But what if that New York is just like the worst? Like it's just.
But I think regardless, you don't have to have a Peter Parker Spider-Man anyway.
Yeah,
the universe has already proven that. Like when Stacy ends up being Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah, which is yeah. I mean, even
there's that- various types. I mean, Miguel O'Hara claims he was Spider-Man.
Yeah,
right.
I think that spider was meant to bite Miles Morales though.
In that universe.
Yeah, because that's why I find out the Miles Morales in this universe to bite.
No, I think he just finds it in the. It's near the Alchemax.
It's by accident. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
He's just like screwing around. Because he's in the area. He's like in the vicinity of the place where they're trying to do that multiverse thing.
Mm.
I don't think it went looking for him. I don't think any of them are like looking for anyone.
Yeah.
Or else all of them are supposed to buy to Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Right.
True, yeah.
In which case, well, most of them are, at fault. You
know? Yeah.
Most of them are Peter Parkers, but yeah, it doesn't have to
be. But Ben Reilly's not?
Yeah, but he's a...
There's a fucking Nick Cage one. There's a bloody Penny Parker. You know, like
I think he's still Peter Parker, right, Nick Cage?
I think he is, yeah.
Well, he's Peter Parker, is he?
Yeah.
Well, Penny Parker clearly isn't. The bloody pig's not.
Peter
Parked car is not a Peter Parker.
Yeah.
You know, so like... Yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing little glimpses of why that logic is not true, and therefore it's not a fault. I don't think it's a fault of the movie. I think they're trying to actually go into that. They will explore that in the future, and it'll be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's Spider-Man 2099's, like, what's his motive?
What's his end game?
I don't know. What's he trying to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'll be explored more in the next one. I think
that's what it's going to be about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might actually go into his story.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think they get into his, like, you know, every time they introduce a character and they show the comic book, and they don't really go into it because he's like, he gets interrupted, I think. So
Yeah.
So they might go into that a bit more. Obviously, there's a bunch of Easter eggs that we just missed because there's so much happening on the screen. But they literally have every Spider-Man possible. One Spider-Man that, surely going to end up in the next one is the Japanese Spider-Man, because I don't think we saw him in this one.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't.
Which Japanese one? Isn't Penny Parker Japanese?
Like a Japanese, but there's a Japanese Spider-Man.
There's a live-action Japanese.
It was Spider-Man, basically Power Rangers, except it was Spider-Man.
Yeah. So that might turn up. And
I do find it weird that I think the one thing they could improve with this whole Mumbatan. Like, why did they have to have this Punjabi guy be the police
officer? Captain Singh.
It's Mumbai. Like, there's not that many Punjabi people around. It's not Delhi.
Don't be racist, man. There could be Punjabi people wherever you want.
We're all the same race. It's not racism. It is.
Well, he's a Prabhakaran, so he's obviously not a Mumbai local either.
Well, Mumbai can have a lot of people, but not. No. But it's just like, okay, I see you've taken an interesting stereotypical.
Yeah, it's pretty stereotypical. They went for the basic name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is it's interesting because the Chinese market is not really open for movies anymore. So they've stopped sort of catering to that audience. So they used to, like the Transformers movies, which we were just talking about, they used to cater a lot to the Chinese audience, but maybe their new market is the Indian market. And they're going to start trying to cater to that.
Mm.
It is the largest population on the planet now. All right. Anything else to cover on?
I was watching an interview for the guy who does the voice for the Indian dude, Pavitra.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, they just wanted him to have a rant. And so they asked him what he would like to say to white audiences. And so he's like,
chai tea?
That's why he was like, fucking, why are we talking about chai tea? You don't call it tea tea. And why are we saying naan bread? It's not bread. And so he just went on this rant and they're like really happy with it. They're like, perfect.
Yeah, you did.
Right. And he's like, I'm just really surprised they let me go on this rant. Because, yeah, he's like, he's like born in India, that guy. He's not like one of those brown guys that grew up in America. You can tell because he's got an Indian accent.
Oh, actual. Yeah.
So I think he like came to America late or immigrated quite late.
Yeah.
And so in the interview, he was like, yeah, like this, it's like a proper thing. I'm so surprised when bloody people call. It's good. I found a good value.
Well, last thing, I think the next one, since Sony does have access to all their Spider-Man movies and actors, do you think we'll see another reunion of Toby, Tom and Andrew?
Yeah, I think they'll be in it, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Or like into the next Spider-Verse movie. I don't know if they will.
I think they will. I think at least one of them will be.
I think they've got so much
going on. What about Venom?
I reckon if anyone, Tom Holland, maybe they'll do it.
At least one of them will be in it.
They might do Tom Holland, but I feel like they're not going to do so much.
Too much of it. Like, it sounds like it would be a good idea, but I don't know if it will actually be a good idea if they had
it. It'll start, yeah.
Yeah.
It is always confusing as well when you have like real animation and real life combining. Yeah. Roger Rabbit. Turned into bloody Space Jam, which is the bloody worst movie of all time.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
The new one or the old one?
Both.
I think that one of them will definitely show up. It might not be. There won't be a main character. They'll be in it, though. Yeah.
I think it might be Tom Holland potentially, because he's still.
I wouldn't be surprised if all three of them show up there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, fucking Ned's on the side, just doing the magic ring thing.
Well, yeah, because he's got magic powers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Guess we obviously recommend.
We do. Yes.
Across the Spider-Verse, so definitely go watch it. If you still somehow listen to all our spoilers at this stage. If people want to get in touch with us or give us a review, how do they go about it?
You can comment below. We're on all social media platforms. Or podcast platforms at Cognitive Recalibration.
Yes.
We'll tell you about the swords in Lord of the Rings.
You can catch us on TikTok, Instagram as well with our reels. Okay. Thanks, Rudy, for joining us.
Yes.
Once again for Spider-Man.
Yes.
We'll get you back for the Marvels. Since Captain Marvel's your favorite character.
He loves her.
Fuck yeah. When's that coming out?
Oh, it's like, I think it's like November or something.
I'm actually not bad at it. I'm not mad at the trailer. It was all right. Yeah. I thought it wasn't too bad.
What do you think of Ms. Marvel?
The
show.
I don't think you watched it, did you?
I did.
Okay, yeah.
It was okay. It was like, very casual viewing, sort of. There's nothing really going on. It was a bit stupid.
Yeah.
Like, the storylines are a bit dumb.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It was very fake. I didn't like the fake sets. The fake Indian sets. Pakistan. You can always tell when it's fake India or fake Pakistan because, like, right, it's like,
because
it's
no not one's cooking party puri in the background.
Yeah, no one's shitting in the background. they're not walking through the slums. It's all clean. There's no dust and pollution in the air.
They should film in Manhattan currently.
Yeah, apparently it's like the most polluted place in the world.
Yeah, all the fires from Canada coming.
Yeah.
Pretty Instagrammable photos, though.
Yeah.
All right, next week we've got a couple of things. We're going to be watching Transformers. What's this one called?
Rise of the Beast.
Rise of the Beast after this.
Can't wait.
In advanced screening, and then Flash is also coming out this week.
That'll be fun.
There's a advanced screening tomorrow, I think. So
let's go.
Potentially,
let's go. You going to work tomorrow?
Yeah.
You going to work tomorrow?
I'm also working, but the show's in the night, so we could always go.
Let's do it.
Okay,
let's do it. Let's do it.
Cool. So that to look forward to. But
what other movies are coming out? Anything else on the radar?
After Flash, there's Indiana Jones.
Yep, your favorite.
Yeah, Indiana Jones. And then in July, there's Mission Impossible.
No, I don't care.
Really? You didn't like the last one?
What was the last one? The one with
Henry Cavill.
That was good. That was a while ago, though.
Yeah. It's like 4 years
ago. I'll only like it if he's in it again, though.
No, he died a horrific death in that movie, so I don't think he's coming back.
Just left him as well.
And, yeah, I mean, he's not Superman or Witcher, so yeah, he's doing other stuff now.
They might pull a Fast and Furious and just bring him back from the dead.
And then there's Oppenheimer and Barbie coming out on the same day.
Barbie, it's not out yet.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people are so hyped for Barbie. Why are people hyped for it?
So he's hyped. Ask him. He's hyped for it.
That's because you're a fan of deepfakes.
But like, it's a good director, I guess.
She makes good movies. Yeah.
She made it's an unusual choice for this kind of movie. She made like Little Women and Lady Bird and
It might actually end up being more deep than what it
is. I don't think it's as superficial as the trailer showed to be. So yes. Yeah.
It's going to actually be talking about something worth listening to. Okay.
So if you're just joining us, Bhaskar, one of our other guests, he has a bet on with Tarun that – what was it?
He said he would eat a sock Barbie's better than Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way it's going to be better than Oppenheimer.
I reckon it could be better than Oppenheimer.
You guys are idiots. You didn't like Tenet, and that's why you guys are fucking stupid. And I should never agree to this fucking podcast. I'm going to drop this mic.
Oppenheimer is going to be I think it'll be good.
It's not
be good.
It's not non-fictional. It's an actual – they're making a story out of it.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be fully based on the true story, I don't think.
Oh, so it's fictional.
It'll be like Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dunkirk.
I think Barbie will be better than Dunkirk. Huh? Dunkirk's okay. Like, it's not bad, but it's...
legitimately a fucking idiot. It's unreal how much this guy's a fucking retard.
Dunkirk's like... I don't hate it. I watch it. I'm like, yeah, this is a pretty good movie, but it's never going to watch it again.
It's so good. It's unreal how it's put together. I'm so glad I listened to your opinions about movies.
It's better than Tenet.
It's better than Tenet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Put them very similar.
Tenet
is unreal. Christopher Nolan doesn't make like bad movies. No, all of them are pretty good.
Tenet is unbelievable. Unbelievably good. Just because you didn't understand it, bro. Just because the music was a bit too loud because you chose the wrong cinema to watch it.
All right. Well, that we've got all that to look forward to. So thanks everyone for watching or listening today.
What about new Telugu movies coming out?
There's Chirunjeevi.
Let's end the podcast.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next one.
Hope you like the intro music.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.